This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, May 2nd. Well, the stock market is resting today, and there was some weak economic news from Europe. So that's knocking oil prices down. It's knocking treasury yields down. It's raising speculation that the European Central Bank might only hike 0.25% instead of 50 basis points. But, you know, the truth of the matter is the market's treading water anyway, because we're all waiting for the FOMC statement at 2 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. So this is what happens. Markets have air pockets from time to time. And there's just a lot of economic uncertainty. The Fed is obviously trying to engineer a soft landing, but that's also next to impossible to do. So we'll see if they can succeed it. Now, I do want to remind you, technically we had a recession last year in the first half of 2022, first two quarters, but you may remember that if you go to Wikipedia, they redefine what a recession is, okay? So even though GDP growth decelerated and fell in the first two quarters of last year, Wikipedia redefined what a recession is based on the employment statistics. So I find that kind of amusing. But earnings are coming out for us. So far, so good, folks. A lot of earnings are coming out this week. I don't like to get shook out before my earnings come out. But what I will do is if the analysts become more cautious, then I might sell some stocks, but because I don't like to fight the analyst community. But overall, if you have dividend stocks, very bullish right now because treasury yields are falling. If you have energy stocks, it's a little disconcerting because the crude dipped here quite a bit. But please remember, we're going to have Memorial Day weekend coming up. Demand's going to be going up. Inventories have been depleted in America. So we'll be fine. And we just got to let the normal seasonal pressures play through. And a lot of our energy stocks are releasing better than expected results from just the fact that they're all lean and mean right now. They're not investing in a lot of new drilling. And some of them have boosted their output. And that's that. So please don't get shook out of the market just before the Fed's FOMC statement. We are going to get a dovish statement tomorrow, regardless of what the Fed does, simply because, we're having these banking problems. The inverted yield curve does hurt the banks. And the truth of the matter is the banks shouldn't push their luck, and the Fed is ultimately in charge of the banks. So, you know, they can continue to raise rates if they want to destroy the economy. They're definitely destroying the auto market right now. Most auto dealers are very distressed right now because the car loans are way up in price. So, they've hurt the housing market. You know, the Fed has to make a decision. How many industries do they want to kill? And of course, there's an election year coming up, and they definitely don't want to kill the economy going into presidential election year. They already got a lot of heat last time Chairman Powell was in front of Congress. So I do think that we'll get a very dovish FOMC statement tomorrow, and we should rally on that news. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to give you a quick update. I'll update the podcast tomorrow just after the FOMC announcement. Take care, folks. It's Louis Navalier.